Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. And joining me now is Jonathan English, the son of the legendary performer John English. There's a new book out today called Behind Dark Eyes, the true story of John English. And for those that don't know, just as an FYI, Jonathan is actually the partner of Christy Lamb. So let's say good morning, Jonathan. How are you, mate?
Good, Crossy. Thanks for having me on, mate. Yeah, great to be here.
It's different to chat to you instead of the other half.
Exactly. I always let her do the talking. I stand behind her and play guitar, usually.
Yeah. Did you? Well, this is not where I thought I'd start this conversation, but it's in my front of mind, so let's bring it up. Did you ever wanted to go out there and be the front man, or are you always just happy to be the guitarist and do a bit of, you know, the other stuff?
No, you pegged me in one there, Crossy. I always knew from the bottom of my heart that other people were better suited for that front role. I was always happy being behind the scenes. My whole family is very behind the scenes people. Dad was the one who was out the front with the spotlight, and he was so good at it. I don't know if him being so good at it discouraged me or not, but I certainly felt far more comfortable and passionate about writing, recording, or just backing someone up on stage with, you know, by playing.
When did you realise that, hey, he's not just dad, he's this guy who's had, like, he's won ARIA Awards, he's toured the world, he's done all this kind of really cool stuff. Like, was there ever a point you think, holy crap?
Yeah, I was very, very sheltered growing up, and actually I the polar opposite. I thought everyone's dad did something like that. I didn't know there were other jobs aside from your dad leaving your house for 5 months on end to go play big rock and roll shows with, you know, lighting and all that sort of thing. I had no idea. I thought that's what everyone did as, quote-unquote, a job.
I mean, that's cool.
But no, when he got on the sitcom Altogether Now when I was in primary school, that's when he was on TV every Tuesday night, and suddenly kids my age were exposed to dad performing, and that hit home to me quite hard then, that, oh, dad's actually doing something really special and different as opposed to all my mates' dads. But it was never something that was lauded over. We were never raised to believe that it was special or we were in a unique position. But mum and dad were so down to earth and wanted us to be raised as normally as possible, which is such an abnormal situation.
So John English was he had success as a musician, had success in musical theatre, had success as an actor. But what did he see himself as?
Yeah, it's actually the thing I'm most proud of with my father's legacy. His career is in fact very unique in the Australian landscape, and you don't see much of it now, where people cross all the way across the industry, and he really rose to the top of these major professions like live theatre stage, rock and roll, recording, TV, acting. He did a lot. And I think, first and foremost, I think he saw himself as a storyteller, if that makes sense. Whatever job he was doing, he was determined to tell you a story. Even the songs he wrote, very much like country songs, I must say, Crossy, he wanted beginnings, middles and ends and people to be taken on a bit of a journey. So dad at his truest form was this poet storyteller, and he only really liked to work in front of a live audience. He was never that comfortable in studios or in the writing process. He was at his best when he fed off a live audience.
So this book, Behind Dark Eyes, the true story of John English, how did that come about? Where's the idea come from?
Dad had been making sort of stilted attempts at writing his own biography over the last few years. I have a few little copies of ideas he'd put down, and he was sort of doing it in his songs too. So we had a little bit of material, but it was through my uncle bringing Jeff Apter's attention to some of Dad's writing, and Jeff Apter always wanting to do some work on my dad. So those two really met together and brought this all into the fore. And what we did as a family was to give Jeff total creative freedom to write the book he wanted to read. So we did not hinder him in any of these processes and tried to be as honest and open with him as possible, because my father's life story, you want to be able to tell the whole thing without hindrance, yeah? And it was fairly well documented too.
That's always
he himself had admitted a lot of things over the years, so we didn't want to contradict him.
Exactly, exactly. Was that what's the process like for yourself, you know, going... I assume you've read it, you know, reading back on a lot of these things that happen when you're probably before you're born or when you're quite young that you may or may not have known.
Well, yeah, it was a very heart-wrenching process, but a lot of things to do with my dad have been heart-wrenching for me over the years. I'll admit, Crossy, that I had a little bit of a proofread of it a few months back, mainly to check that things like song lyrics were correct, and that's basically my job anyway.
Doing the music stuff again.
Yes, exactly. But I came into being exactly halfway through my dad's life. He had 33 years before me, and he had 33 years after.
Yeah.
So I was much more interested in those 33 years that happened before, and a lot of the things I already knew, but It was so interesting to get perspective from people that I knew, his friends and co-workers over the years, to hear what they had to say in regards to Dad. It was the main thing that I really take from the book as close family is that he really did just not stop. Working and wanting to provide for us, and you really feel the love on the page, I think is the right way to put it.
Well, the book is out now. It's called Behind Dark Eyes, A True Story of John English, and I'm very much looking forward to having a read. I know, obviously, yourself, and I know Christy held him in such high esteem, and he just sounds like the most wonderful person, so I look forward to getting to know him better. Thanks, Jonathan, mate. Take care of yourself, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks so much, Crossy. Awesome stuff.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.